Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Acerbi, Fred Film Festival from the Venice Film Festival, Fred Film Radio, sorry, for the Venice Film Festival. I'm here with Walter Hill for the film Dead for a Dollar. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Mr. Hill, you are going back to Western. What brought you back to Western?
I started with Westerns.
I know.
When I was a little boy, my brother and I used to see Westerns every weekend at a local theater. So I think I was, the experiments they do with like a duck, and they'll put a clock by it, and it thinks the clock was its mother.
Yeah.
Imprinting.
Imprinting, yeah.
Yes, that the scientists call this. I was imprinted with the Western, and when I first started to work, I always say I've never had an honest job. I got into the circus right after I got out of school, circus being show business, and I worked on Westerns right away. Gunsmoke, Wild Wild West, shows like that. And I had other shows too, but I've always liked Westerns. I've always liked film noir. I never liked movies, kid movies. I like musicals.
Mm-hmm. You put a lot of music in your films back in the day.
I try. I'm musically ignorant. My father was very musical. And whatever feeling I have about music, I'm sure I inherited from him. But he was knowledgeable. I am not.
And this Western is a very classical one because, you know, the plot is very simple. And all the features of the philosophy, if I may say so, Western film is there. I mean, are there. Honor, revenge, and all this stuff. How did you work with the actors? I'm curious because everyone were praising you in the previous interviews. So I wanted to know
That was dangerous, I thought. Why? I was obviously too liberal with them. if they all liked me so much. But how do I work with them? Well, you've written something. It's a little different when you haven't written it. But if you've written something, now you're directing, you want to see, you know what you know. Mm-hmm. So you want to see what they bring. And you also know, if you've been around a while and survived, that what they bring through their individual talent and personality is going to be the way the audience perceives the movie. So you want to encourage them and create the best atmosphere around them for them to do their best work. And beyond that, you take it scene by scene.
And you wrote characters that are very complex. I mean, there is not they're not very, everyone is not good 100% or not bad 100%. Maybe the Benjamin Bratt character, maybe Tiberius is a little bit like worse, more villain than others. Why did you choose to show us these characters that have flaws and vulnerabilities in a genre that normally is very, sharp?
Well, I was taught that the first responsibility of an artist is to be observant and hold up a mirror to life. And I think almost all of us have mixed emotions, mixed ambitions, mixed... so I just tried to, yes, the Western historically has often had very black and white characterization. Yeah. But it's a different time. And I'm at a different place in my life, although I think that my Westerns have always had kind of mixed characters.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Walter Hill for having been with us for the film Dead for a Dollar from the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.